Thank you, Star. Siyabonga Tatenda. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, April the 7th, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Thungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are discussing sex and sexual health among young people.
So let's get connected right away on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag The Connection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7 and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp and that number is 001-202-465-0318.
And for those who want to speak with us on air, you can get us at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you back.
And as usual, Ntunga, we are streaming live on the web. Find us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also on our page, voandebele.com.
Again, this is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ntunga, sexual rights organizations have been working to promote sexual health and responsibility among young people, promoting abstinence while also increasing knowledge, heightening safe sexual behavior, encouraging use of contraceptives and preventative methods for those engaging in sexual activities, opening up the conversation that is often seen as taboo, Ntunga.
Yes, Ms. T. So tonight, dear listeners, the young generation particularly, we are speaking to you to discuss your sexual health. Do you know what you should do and or should not do? How to keep yourself safe and your responsibilities? We want to know while also using this platform to educate everyone on this very important topic.
Mm-hmm. Tunga, very important indeed. We hope that we can get all the listeners and all the young people, also the parents, to come in today and join us and we can discuss this topic of sex and sexual health.
Ongo, Tatenda, ma kadiwa tereri, nyaya. Ya tukukurukura nezvayo nasi muchirongwa inyaya dzakanangana nevechidiki zvikuru sei kana tichitarisa inyaya yepabonde. We know Tatenda kuti that's not an easy topic. Saka masangano akazvimirira ega anoshanda nevechidiki tambokurukura nawo vari kuti pane dambudziko pakuti you know vabereki vaonekwe vachitaura nevana vavo nezvenyaya iyi. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi. Ilo utava singalo lamhlanje Tatenda utava lo oluphathelane lezamacansi ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo. Sikhuluma ikakhulu sifuna ukukhuluma labazali kulolu hlelo, sikhulume labo ontanga ngoba abenhlanganiso ezisebenza labo ontanga bathi kunzima kakhulu ukubana abazali bakhulume ngendaba zamacansi labantu babo. Kanti ludaba oluqakathekileyo lolu ngoba abanye abasakhulayo bagcina bengena engozini bebamba imikhuhlane kumbe besiba lezisu ngoba bengazange bathole imfundiso kumbe bengazange bathole ukuhlonyiswa ngabazali ngokuthi kumele benzeni nxa sikhuluma ngodaba lwamacansi lolo.
Wathara chaizvo Ntunga. And tatotanga edu tine guest yekutanga that is Jimmy Wilford, who is the director of Say What organization, students working on sexual and reproductive health action team. Jimmy, thank you very much for joining us on The Connection on Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Ntunga.
Jimmy, you know, this is we have the elephant in the room,
yes.
Today. You were saying earlier, and several other people, that you know, it's not easy for parents to open up on this very important topic with their children. Why?
I think that's something that we found within our society, especially when our generation was born. We found it there, even though our generation tried by all means to break the silence around the issue to do the sex and sexuality. But here and there, we have found some barriers, some societal barriers that we come across when we try to openly discuss issues with sex and sexuality. And, you know, sometimes people will be surprised. Especially, will be surprised if we are really from the same society with them. But it's something that we need to work collectively to address, so that we continuously ensure that young people can make informed decisions, can actually maybe understand this issue that we take as a taboo.
Mm-hmm. And what are the challenges that you're seeing when we look at this topic of the issue being very taboo or seen as taboo, where people are afraid to even talk about sex or their sexual rights or their sexual health? Is it making it hard for young people to come out and be open about what they're doing?
Yeah, I think the major challenge comes when, you know, when young people are just being told scary stories about issues with sex and sexuality, and they end up trying to go and experiment. And what comes out of the experimentation is something that is quite dangerous to us as a society. I'm sure, I think if we are to really allow open discussions, sometimes these young people will not go behind the scenes in the middle of the darkness, trying to experiment with what they are being told not to do. Remember, you know, there are times that when somebody is told, when you get, say, to a workplace or at a house, and they are told, you must never open this door, you know, it becomes so curious, saying, what's in this door?
Mm-hmm.
So one way or the other, given an opportunity to go and open that door. But if you are really told that, no, don't open this door because there is one, two, three, four things, it becomes very easy. But you are just told, don't open this door. Never, ever, at any given time, open this door. So that any normal mind becomes very curious. So what's in this particular room where I'm being told not to open the door? So that's the same thing happening around issues with sex and sexuality. How we have tried not to speak about it in a way, it has also created its own challenges. However, it's also important to highlight that there is need to have age-specific discussions on issues with sex and sexuality. I cannot speak to my daughter deep issues about sex and sexuality at 18. I cannot do that. But I need to speak to her issues that are maybe quite, which she can comprehend within her age group.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thanks, Jimmy. Please do stay on the line. Tatenda lapha si select guest yetu esibili u Annette Moyo. She's a final year medical student at the University of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening, Miss Moyo.
Hi, Ntunga Mili. How are you?
Good. Thank you, and thank you for joining us this evening.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, Ms. Moyo, we have the elephant in the room. And the question is, how do we drive it out? Jimmy said earlier that, you know, the issue of sexual, you know, education between parents and their kids remains a taboo. How do we break that taboo?
I agree with Jimmy. It's remained a taboo for too long. And the rest of the world is actually sending messages to young people about sex. If you look at movies that are being made these days, every one of them has a sex scene that's already sending messages to our young people, and I think this is a time that we are supposed to take initiative, and I think it should start from the family unit, because that is where, you know, charity begins at home. So I think that it should start with families being open and earning the young people's trust in order for them to be able to speak openly about sex and to be able to have wholesome discussions about sex. But it can be done on other levels too, and I know that here in Zimbabwe right now, there's sex education at schools. I am not sure about the effectiveness of the way that sex education has been packaged, because if it's just a teacher standing in front of students and telling them academic knowledge about sex, then it doesn't drive the message home. You know, young people need to be involved in the discussion around sex. But I think that we could also take advantage of social media, take advantage of radio and TV to also send a wholesome message about sex to young people, because the rest of the world is doing that. But one other way that we are using here in Zimbabwe is to create youth-friendly corners in hospitals and clinics, in health centers, where we are saying young people can come in and talk about sexual issues and their reproductive health issues in an environment that is friendly towards them.
Mm-hmm. Just one quick follow-up question. You spoke about the issue of sex education or reproductive education. From a medical standpoint, is there, you spoke about it a bit, but is there a challenge of getting a young person to understand the medical view of what happens to their bodies or what happens when they engage in sexual activity, but then also making sure that they can relate and better understand to it? How exactly are you trained to, you know, get young people to understand this medical jargon, but then also understand what they should or shouldn't be doing?
I would lie to you if I said we are actually currently being trained to be able to put across the message to young people, because we are getting training that is really preparing us for meeting the health needs of the whole population. So there is no specific focus on sending messages to young people. But I think that it is something that healthcare practitioners are able to acquire as they go through their professions and mm-hmm. see how young people are being affected by ignorance on the issues that concern reproductive health. For example, you will see that we have a high rate of teenage pregnancies in Zimbabwe, where we are actually delivering babies from mothers who are 16, 17, 18. And already the fact that somebody has fallen pregnant and they are able to give birth means that they have been exposed to unsafe sex, which comes with a lot of health health problems. So we try to package the information to young people in a way that they can understand it, but I don't think we are at that place yet. But there are ways to do that. For example, right now when we were going around with the voluntary male circumcision program, a lot of young men responded and came, and one would want to think that it's because they understood the health implications of being circumcised. You know, when we say if you are circumcised, you are actually going to protect yourself from cancers that have to do with not being circumcised.
Okay, Annette, sorry, can you just speak into your phone just a bit? Where we keep losing you. You're fading away just a bit. Yeah, just speak into your phone. Go ahead.
It's better now?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So I was giving an example of the male circumcision program, where we had a lot of young men turning out to be circumcised because I think that they understood that they were protecting themselves from cancers that come with being uncircumcised, and also protecting their future partners who would be affected by human papillomavirus and get cervical cancers if they are uncircumcised. So one would like to think the message is going through, but I don't think that we are at a stage where we are packaging it well enough to be palatable to young people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Abasanda sixhuma lo uhlelo ngolwa abasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection khonapha ku-Live Talk. Si Sagaza, si Voice of America, konapa Washington DC. Udaba esikhuluma ngalo ludaba lwezamacansi kubontanga. Silomlaleli lapha tatenda u Mike Garatsa ose Cape Town. Wakati yako Mike.
Mpumalanga.
Ah, tiripo edu kuri se ku Cape Town uko.
Ah, Cape Town kuri na ne ko do na ne kusimuka chine takadaro.
Ah, ndita ndo upenyu acho mdare.
Exegishi.
Yeah, go mainzwa nyairi mudariro nasi.
Ah, ndainzo zangu. Andilonya to inzisisa nokunongo nditana ngoroyo.
Tirikutaura nenyaya ye nyadza kanangana nedzidziso kune vechidiki nenyaya dzepabonde. Zvizva muri kuona mazuvano.
Ndungona bonde rakungoitwa pese pese vana vechidiki harisina zira pabonde riya zvatakura tichionawo kare. Haizvizi yaungorohwa nemunhu wese.
But maiona chii pamaikura? Maidzidziswa chii?
Haizvizi taidzidziswawo kunzi bonde rinofanira kuzoitwawo vanhu varoorana. But izvizvi kwakungoti kutaurirana kukati pote pachisango apa chakatochaya.
Saka dambudziko riri papi apa mukoma Mike?
Inini maonero angu ei handekuti zvirikungoitika vanhu vasina nyadzi vari kutora futi tsika kubva kune dzimwe nyika vangosiyana siyana vamwe nekutsvagawo mari vana vechidiki vari mari narubunde iri.
Ko semaonero enyu vari kuwana dzidzo yakakwana here vechidiki nezvenyaya iyi uyezve kuti vangazvidzivirira sei kuzvirwere?
Ya ipapo dzidziso yakakwana vanokwanisa kuiwana but kuno vamwe vanhu vasinganzwisisi ba like patandiri kuchikoro last year paifamba vanhu vefect vachitotaura nenyaya idzoyo dzepabonde chichi but munhu kana shiri ine kamuriro kayo haichinji va munhu anenge ari kutsvagawo mari saka ei mahwani panonetsa manje.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Mike.
Thank you.
Ube khuluma lapho Mike tatenda uti kulezi nsuku kunzima abasakhulayo sebephongwenza nje akusela nhlonipho anytime you know.
Yeah. I appreciate his message though. He's focusing on the issue, you know, things are different now and yeah, things and, have absolutely changed.
And really, I mean, on a serious note, it's not a laughing matter because yeah. You know, there is always consequences. Siloban.
We have our other guest and Ntunga on the line.
Okay, Silo Nkosikazi Nqobile Munzara, founder of Culture Shock Trust. Siya lamukela kuhlelo Nkosikazi.
Ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga.
Yeah, Nqabe lilalele umlalele sanda khuluma la lapha uMike uthi inhlonipho kwabasakhulayo ntanga akusela sepho phongu uthi khonapho nje ayisekho kwinhlonipho yakudala leyana okwakuthiwa you know nxa likhula lingabasakhulayo liyafundisa ukubana njalo liyaqonqosela ukubana ezamacansi lezi lingalokothi andubana umuntu aze athathe kumbe athathwe lungaphi udubo lamhlanje Nkosikazi Munzara?
Thungamile, ngiyabonga. Mina udubo ngibona lukhona entweni esikhona kulezi nsuku eyayingekho thina sisakhula kule ndaba le okuthiwa yi-social media. I-social media ngitsho ukuthi oWhatsApp, oFacebook lani into ezifana nalazona lezo. Lokho kuyenza abantwana abakulezi nsuku baxoxe nabanye abantwana ngento ezithiyeneyo ukuhlanganisela ngendaba zamacansi. UFacebook kulama-videos abantwana abawayenzayo bewafaka kumbe bewabona. Konke lokho kuyenza ukuthi abantwana bethu bakulezi nsuku bevuleke amehlo isikhathi esingakakwazi.
Arutora pa mai munzara anzi vana vakusvenura nguva isati yakwana.
But organization yenyu is providing my life skills and lessons to assist young people to cover the terrain of sex and sexuality. Can you tell us some programs that Culture Shock Trust is doing with Zimbabwe on this issue?
Tatenda, thank you very much for your question. Well, at Culture Shock, we do some work, especially focusing on school kids who are in high school, you know, just to prepare them as they go into university, but also noticing that there's a problem at university. Say to them, do you have the skills to take care of yourself when your parents are not around? Are you able to decline getting into situations that would lead you to having unprotected sex? So, for instance, I spent about 2 or 3 years at one school in Glawayo, and we were giving out peer education lessons to young girls and just basically talking to them about making choices. You know, when they want to go out to a party or that sort of thing, they don't know how their choices are going to affect them in the future. They don't know about who's going to drop them off and how that decision is going to affect them. If you, as a young person, ask your parents to drop you off at your party, you take away the power that an older man has from you for dropping off at that party. When you get there, you also then protect yourself from other situations that you can find yourself in, for instance, alcohol and drugs and that sort of thing. So in with Culture Shock, we're trying to make young people have informed decisions, to have those life skills where they can make decisions even when their parents are not there, and those decisions secure their future.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Just hold on the line, and Ntunga would like to ask our guests to just hold on the line as we take a moment, Ntunga, obviously, as we do every Tuesday, to recap some of our top headlines that came on our programs prior to Live Talk. Some might not know that, Studio 7 carries a strong news program.
Of course, we are the number one leader in news in Zimbabwe. So now time for the news headlines.
Dzimwe nhengo dzeOccupy Africa Unity Square dzogara dzakabatira ura maoko dzichitya kupambwa sezvakaitwa mumwe wadzo vaitai dzamara. Masangano evagari vemumaguta osangana kuchipinge pasi pechirongwa chekusimbisana muhondo yekuramba kutambira maprepaid water meters. Nyanzvi munyaya dzemabhizimusi vashingi munyeza vanotaura neStudio 7 pamusoro pezvinhu zvingaitwa nehurumende mukukwezva vekunze.
President Robert Mugabe arrived in South Africa today for an official visit amid reports he may appeal for financial support for a pending SADC summit on development. Some members of the Occupy Africa Unity Square movement say they are now being targeted by Central Intelligence spies following the alleged abduction and disappearance of their leader more than 3 weeks ago. And scores of foreigners, including Zimbabweans living in South Africa, are fleeing their homes and seeking refuge in police stations and elsewhere following weekend xenophobic attacks and more threats of violence.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe ufike kwele South Africa emini namhla kuhambo lokwethekelela kulelo lizwe. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala edolobheni leDurban kwele South Africa zibikwa zibaleke emizini yazo zayaphephela enkambeni zamapolisa kulandela ukuhlaselwa kwabokuza kulelo dolobho ngempelansonto. Amalunga enhlanganiso ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Itai Dzamara e-Occupy Africa Unity Square athi sehlalela evalweni ngoba ejona elandelwa ngabacuphi.
Uh, Thanks there to our colleagues for giving us the headlines that were on the show earlier today. Ntunga, and of course, half of our lifeline for the connection in just Studio 7 in general is our comments and our messages from our listeners. So let's take a moment to listen, read some of our Facebook and WhatsApp messages that we'd received today on this topic.
Yebo, kunjalo tatenda laphangilo mbiko ovela kusakhile olobe ku Facebook. Uthi yena abantwana abahlanganela ucansi bengazivikeli basengozini yemikhuhlane labantwana abangelaboyise. Njalo abagulayo mabephuza ukuya emtholampilo isikhathi sisekhona.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Edwin here who says, I think technological advancement is contributing much to the way young people are now living. The young people once are putting what they were not putting into practice, are putting into practice what they're seeing in films, movies, and from their cell phones. Then there's someone else who's asking, why is it that abstinence is now so difficult for young people? That's Zondai in Mutare. And we have Moyo who asks a question, you know, to what extent has circumcision program reduced the spread of STIs? I think Annette touched on that a bit earlier today. And she, this person is saying, can we encourage young boys to get circumcised so that their sexual health is improved? So that's some of the comments that we have there in Tunga from our listeners who are chiming in on this topic.
Yebo kunjalo tatenda siye kuba ni bayakhuluma abaningi lapha bathi izolo ontanga bebeziphatha kodwa lamhlanje kunzima akulula ngize kuwe Annette Mamoyo ungaba khuthaza uthini ontanga njengoba ayisiyomfihlo siyazi yamacansini abantwana sebehamba bebancane Nkuthazo bani ungabachathekela yona kuba naba khona ukuzivikela.
Ah ngiyabonga Ntunga. Ngokubona kwami indaba zemacansini lezi zisuka from someone's perception of their self-worth. Nxa umuntu engazisisi ukuthi yena ule value enganani empilweni yakhe kuzaba nzima ukuthi akwanise ukutranslate that value into decisions that protect them, especially in where their sex and sexual health is concerned. And I think ukuthi we should all make an effort in helping young people to have the right self-worth. Bazibone ngendlela abayiyo yona, people of value, people who abangamelanga bachaphazwe nje izinto ezenzakalayo ezidlulayo. This is very important because it empowers a young person to make the right decisions about their sexual world. I mean, their sexual health. It helps them to be able to decline sexual advances. It also helps them to say when they have made a decision to be involved in sex, to make sure that they protect themselves and they choose their partners well, and also that they are using probably barrier methods in order to be able to protect themselves from sexually transmitted infections. I think that it's very important to approach it from that point of view to say, the young person must understand that they are a person of value. And that's what I would really say to young people in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Just before we go to our second half, Ndombo Vunza, Jimmy Kuti, looking at some of my consequences of involving yourself in sexual activity, can you just quickly, in about 15 seconds, just point out some of the challenges that you see young people facing?
Sorry?
What are the challenges that young people are facing in terms of consequences from their sexual involvement?
Yeah, the consequences, like what my colleagues from UZT highlighted, are to do with the early childhood pregnancies, and also, and in terms of those pregnancies, in most cases, are unintended. Mm-hmm. And we are also looking at the failure of that sentence, that particular young person to look after. The child that is born as a result of...
Let me just get you just to hold on the line. Sorry about that. While we transition, of course, Ntunga, at this moment, we want to say thank you to our radio listeners as we transition over to our live stream on the web. And what website?
www.voazimbabwe.com. Lingayika chana, slobe standekayo, singeneni, go internet. Lilale abe radio.